folks, we are back. But before we get to this next contest, we're going to go into the back where Candace Hoffman is standing with true greatness Michael Morrison, and we're going to get a word with the former World Television Champion. Take it away, Candace.
Hello, fanboys and fangirls. I'm your sexy on the scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, and alongside me is true greatness, Mike. Hey, why are you pushing me out of the way? Get your hands off me, you arrogant jackass.
Get out of the way, Candace, because it's true greatness time. Well, Bizzolve, in a few minutes, we will be meeting in that ring, and I hope you're prepared. You know, Bizzolve, you have accomplished a lot here in the WEWA, but you've never faced anyone like true greatness, Michael Morrison. Bizzolve, you have the resume, and you have the history. There's no doubt about it. But what you need to understand is that here in a few minutes, you will be stepping into the ring with the best thing to happen to the WEWA in a very long time. Bizzolve, as superstars, you've caused me the one thing that I want the most, and that's the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship. Well, guess what? Fatigue granted my wish, and after I kick your ass tonight, I will have a shot at the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight title. So, Bizzolve, I know what you're thinking. You think that you're better than me, and you think that it's going to be a cakewalk just because I haven't accomplished as much. Well, I got news for you. You're going to be in for one hell of a rude awakening. You see, Bizzolve, I have accomplished a lot here in the WEWA. I turned the World Television Championship from a joke to one of the most prestigious titles in the world today. People like DCP because of Michael Morrison. Well, Bizzolve, my sights are set on bigger and better things, and that is the belt that's currently held by Rick Righteous. So, Bizzolve, I tell you what, you go ahead, come to the ring, and think you're better than me. But guess what? When it's all said and done, you'll be given a front row seat to the Thunderstruck. You see, Bizzolve, there's nothing more that I want than the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship, and I'll stop at nothing to get it. So, you go ahead and underestimate me, I dare you. But when it's all said and done, you will be given a front row seat to the Thunderstruck. I'll get the 1-2-3, and I'll get that title shot any time that I want. And you better believe I'm going to use it for the pay-per-view, because you know what? Fans want to see true greatness, and they deserve to see Michael Morrison in the main event. So, Bizzolve, yeah, you're a legend here. There's no denying that. And I respect what you've done. But after tonight, there's only going to be one man that everyone's going to be talking about, and that's true greatness, Michael Morrison. And, oh yeah, by the way, I hope everyone pays attention, because after Superstars, I will have a huge announcement. It'll be an announcement that will shake up the world and have everyone talking around the water cooler. Yeah, I will once again showcase true greatness on television. And I will prove once and for all why I am the best thing to happen to the WEWA in a very, very long time. I am true greatness. I am Michael Morrison. And after a couple weeks, I'll be the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion.
I'm your sexy on the scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, saying the next time I do this interview, I'll be sure to bring my official Mike Morrison mate. Back to you, promo.
We're not going to get a chance to ask true greatness Michael Morrison himself about this blockbuster announcement, because as you can see from the crowd's reaction, here he comes.
I am true greatness.
There he is at the top of the ramp with the vendor at his side. You can see true greatness Mike Morrison wearing his black pants with red lettering that say true down the right leg and greatness down the left. Tonight, Mike is also wearing his patented silver chain and Mike Morrison sunglasses, because when you're as cool as Morrison, the sun shines on you 24 hours a day. following Morrison down to ringside. The vendor has on a blue t-shirt and a white pair of pants and a shirt. Oh, look at that. That's surprising enough. It says Morrison equals rating. I wonder if Morrison made him pay for that, that cheap bastard. As the crowd continues to boo, Morrison shows his disdain for this Michigan audience by plastering a cocky smirk on his face. And into the ring, pumping both fists into the air. The fireworks go off, and listen to this crowd's magnitude get bigger and larger than life.
Now entering the ring, he's from Cincinnati, Ohio, and is 6'6 with a weight of 270 pounds. He says tonight, Daryl Bazaar will pay for what he did on our last superstar show, and he will move one step closer to the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship. Ladies and gentlemen, it's as simple as true greatness, Michael Morrison!
This month, the Greatness Collection broke all the WWE records and is the hottest-selling merchandise since the Rick Righteous Sasha t-shirt went on sale right after Rick won his eWrestling.org World Heavyweight belt. Morrison is confident, and I gotta tell you something, he looks very well prepared for this contest, but sometimes you just can't be prepared enough for this man. There stands Daryl Bazaar in the entrance, dressed in a blue robe with gold sequins that spell out the words, The Future, on the back. Standing atop the ramp for a moment, just soaking in the cheers, Bazaar slowly spins, soaking in the anti-Mike Morrison adulation of the crowd. Can you believe this? I can barely hear myself think. Marching down to the center of the aisle while reaching out both hands, Bazaar continues to deliver high fives to the Michigan fans that were booing him at the beginning of the show. All the way down to the ring and cutting a left around the ring post, Bazaar follows the perimeter of the guardrails, still interacting with all the fans at ringside. They're going to blow the roof off this place if Bazaar defeats Morrison tonight. Standing at the foot of the steel stairs, Bazaar smirks at Morrison and, oh! All four corners do pyrotechnics up towards the heavens, and inside the ring, Mike Morrison and his vendor have no idea what to make of the phenom called Daryl Bazaar. Look at his eyes. He knows this is the time where he's going to show everybody here in WWA that he is the real living legend of the BACW past. Climbing into the ring with his robe in both hands, Bazaar cautiously steps into the ring, and he rushes straight at the duo, causing him to immediately bail from the ring. Now that's a smart move by Morrison, who's going to want to take every precaution against the boy wonder. If I know one thing, it is that Daryl Bazaar is very well prepared for this match. This guy rips people apart when he gets into the ring with them. He goes over everything you do. I wouldn't even be surprised if Daryl Bazaar actually has a menu of what Mike Morrison ate, drank, and did on a minute-by-minute basis for this whole entire week. My God, I gotta tell you something. I thought Morrison looked fantastic, but just look at Bazaar's ripped body. The man is an absolute masterpiece.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, fans of all ages, the WWA is proud to introduce the first ever WWA champion, the figurehead of badass championship wrestling, the living legend, the icon of icons, the career killer, our very own Superman. He goes by the name The Boy Wonder, and he is the future Michigan's very own
This crowd booed Daryl Bazaar earlier when he was in the ring with Lee Reel, and now they're cheering him like he's the President of the United States. Well, maybe not this president, but you get the point, folks. You know, that just goes to show you how popular someone like Lee Reel really is. Speaking of crowd's reactions, many are saying Daryl Bazaar's association with Rick Righteous has cost him a great deal of his fan base, but that Bazaar, no matter what the situation, he continues to back Rick Righteous as not only an important ally, but also a good friend. As the seconds exit the ring, there will be no friends in this one, folks. The referee has called for the bell, and here we go! Cautious Lee coming into the center of the ring. Both men immediately engage in a collar tie, but it's Morrison who gains the early advantage, sending Bazaar into the rope with a hard Irish whip. No, Bazaar reverses the whip, and instead it's Morrison who comes off the nylon. Power bombline takedown, Mike Morrison, and folks, that's how cool Daryl Bazaar is in this sport we call wrestling. Off the canvas and hoisting Morrison up into the air. Bazaar has to be looking for that three-step Oklahoma stampede, but Morrison slides down the back of Bazaar. Reverse neckbreaker causes Bazaar to grasp his neck tight, and I don't think for 1 second that Mike Morrison is going to roll over for Daryl Bazaar. Reverse chinlock applied by Morrison and trying to yank upwards. Bazaar lands firmly on his back, and you can see Mike Morrison going after that upper lumbar area region of the boy wonder. Bazaar is fighting to his feet, and Morrison is now shaking his head. No, Bazaar says yes, but Morrison will move to an awesome DDT and hooking legs for the cover and the count. 1, 2, no, Bazaar gets his shoulder up, folks, and this one's going to continue. Reverse chinlock once again by Mike Morrison, and you have to respect the resolve of Daryl Bazaar as he continues to fight through the opening stages of this contest. Morrison breaks the hold and pulling Bazaar to his feet, signals for a power driver, and the crowd gets to their feet. Bazaar counters with a back up, and Morrison arches his back in pain, stunned, staggering to his feet. Bazaar puts Morrison down, unleashing a hellacious clothesline for a second time, and quickly applying an ankle lock. Morrison is forced to seek refuge inside the rope. Abandoning the ankle lock, Bazaar is quick to roll from the ring, grabbing Morrison by the leg. Oh, he's pulling back and crunching Morrison full first into the steel post. Now Bazaar immediately goes for an illegal figure four using the ring post. Morrison cries out in pain as Bazaar yanks backward on the toe, and if the referee doesn't break this up, Mike Morrison's leg might snap. Counter four, Bazaar is forced to break the hold. Rolling back under the bottom rope, Bazaar is quick to twist into a spinning toe hold, and folks, I now know what Daryl Bazaar's strategy is for this match. Morrison uses his right leg to deliver the Thunderstruck finisher, but Bazaar is not attacking that leg. He's attacking the left plant leg. If Mike Morrison can't plant his back foot, that move that he is so good at, that Thunderstruck finisher just might not be that strong tonight. It's complete brilliance on the part of Daryl Bazaar. Ankle breaker by Bazaar adds insult to injury, and fans, Mike Morrison is in deep, deep trouble right now. Bazaar gets a sadistic look on his face and towering down on the Morrison's ankle with a hard knee. Things just keep getting worse for true greatness Mike Morrison. Off the canvas and up into gorilla press position. Look at the strength. That's 270 pounds. Oh, my God. Rake in the eyes by Morrison before he can get completely extended. Look out. Neck cracking. Death Valley driver. And Morrison hooks the leg. 1, 2, 3. Kick out by Bazaar, folks. And this one's going to continue. Morrison pulls Bazaar off the canvas, not wasting any time, and pushing him in the rope with a hard Irish whip. Bazaar once again reverses the hold, and here comes Morrison lifting on the rebound. Power slam by the former world heavyweight champion. And well, did you see Bazaar just slap Mike Morrison in the face? Morrison is on groggy legs, and once again, he's finding himself being tossed into the rope. Bazaar steps camp up over the logo and wrapping his massive arms around Morrison. Bazaar puts finally into an earth-shaking spine buster. Shoulders to the canvas for the 1, 2, kick out by Morrison, and fans, oh my God, that was close. The people in attendance are now starting to grow restless, and I don't blame them. I'm getting a little bit antsy, too. These men have been going back and forth, toe-to-toe, and it's going to be one mistake that's going to put this away for either man. Bazaar is now screaming at the referee, and I don't think he's accusing the man in stripes. Yes, he is. He's accusing the man in stripes of a fast count. Referee Mary Lane is joined back at the Thunderstruck finisher from the side knocks Bazaar clear through the rope and down onto the hard concrete floor. Morrison knows he has to get Bazaar back into the ring, and here he comes down through the ropes and onto the floor, picking up the D's. Bazaar Morrison slides under the ropes, hooking the leg. 1, 2, ring the bell. This one is over. I can't believe it. Mike, wait a minute, folks. The referee is saying that the crafty Bazaar had his leg on the nylon, and he is restarting the match. The vendor has got up on the apron. He is furious with the referee. Uh-oh, the referee is now yelling at the vendor, and the referee is distracted. Oh, my Lord, what was that? Morrison's got a pair of brass knuckles in his hands. Bazaar is staggered to his feet. Oh, Bazaar for the connect. And did you see that? He almost took Mike Morrison's head off. Bizov sees the brass knuckles and he's putting them on. Bizov looks at Morrison and he's asking the crowd if they want to see him check Morrison. They say yes, but Bizov shakes his head no, moving the arm of Morrison's over his head. Bizov screams no more. A big deal is a light of judgment finisher. No one kicks out of this. One, two, three, this one is over, and Daryl Bizov has won the match, and I am still in shock that Mike Morrison, who is doing so well on this contest, had to resort to brass knuckles. Oh my God, let's go to the ring for the official announcement. This is unbelievable. Daryl Bizov will now have a shot at any belt in eWrestling.org and WWA. And folks, if he decides to go after the World Heavyweight Championship, he's going to have to fight his friend, most likely, if he's victorious tonight, Rick Righteous. Holy moly.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest by pinfall and recipient of a title shot of his choice, the future, Daryl Bizov.
Raising Bizov's hand in the air as Morrison shakes out the cobweb. The referee's, oh, he's looking at something. Oh, my. No. Hey, those weren't his. He didn't even use them. Bizov still has the brass knuckles on his hand, and the referee is calling for the bell. He's restarting the match. No, Bizov, look out. Thunderstruck finisher by Morrison. One, two, three. Oh, my God. What the hell just happened? You've got to be kidding me.
Ladies and gentlemen, the referee is forced to restart the match after seeing brass knuckles in Daryl Bizov's hand. Therefore, your winner of the contest by pinfall, True Greatness, Mike Morrison!
No, you've got to be kidding me! This is a complete part of my French bullshit decision! Where's Mr. Petit when justice needs to be done? Where's God Champion to overturn this? Well, Morrison just tossed the referee out of the ring. Uh-oh, he's bringing in a table, folks. Apparently, he's not done with Daryl Bizov. The crowd has become very vocal, and setting up the weapon of Extreme in the center of the ring, Morrison places Bizov on the surface of Extreme. He's going to go up to the top rope. He's got the brass knuckles in hand. Oh, my God. Is he going to go for a brass knuckle power fist through the table? Wait a minute, what the hell is that? I knew Mr. Petit was going to look to sign another WWE contract, but I thought that was supposed to be announced at the pay-per-view. Morrison has stopped, and I don't see anybody on the ramp. Oh, look out from behind! Morrison gets a sledgehammer to the back of his head and falling from the turnbuckle. Morrison collides into Bizov. Oh, both men through the table and listen to the crowd chant. They don't believe it. I don't believe it. He's back. He's back in WWA on the turnbuckle and raising a sledgehammer above his head as Morrison and Bizov lie in the rubble of Extreme. I'm still in shock. CACW has once again spawned another former superstar. It's the most brutal, the most sadistic, the most crazy wrestler to ever step in a Mr. Petit ring. Lord help us all if you thought Orgy Lambert was bad, because wait until you've had a chance to experience Sam Goddamn Mattis.